Hey everyone, welcome to episode 24 of the Perpetua podcast. I am your host, Connor Hillick, and today's guest is head coach Owen McGregor. I really enjoyed this episode and chatting with Owen. We talked about his story from starting as an athlete whilst he was working at Google to building into coaching and working at Google and eventually going full-time and becoming head coach in Perpetua CrossFit. We talk about the community of Perpetua, what we have here, the unique community. We talk about our coaching, why we coach and how we coach. We talk about the programming and how we lay it out and how we bring new clients through fundamentals and eventually into class and progress through their time in Perpetua. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. We have a lot of information for current clients and new clients, and there's a lot that you can learn, and I hope you even enjoy the few stories that we have about the gym. Please remember to check us out on social media, and you can also check out our new app, Perpetua Anywhere, and get a 14-day free trial. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Perpetua CrossFit podcast. Today, we've got head coach Owen McGregor with us. Owen has been here for what, 9, 10, 8 years? What is it now?
I actually think it is around that, actually. Someone asked me that the last day, and I was like, actually, how long has it been? It is. It's definitely up there anyway. Yeah. I've been in Dublin just over 10 years. So yeah, probably like involved in the gym, probably about 9 years.
Yeah. So I joined in 2014. You were there a couple of years before that. So up around 10 years, coming up to your big anniversary, you'll get your photo on the wall and everything. Like we
probably get, probably get kicked out.
So Owen, you came in, right? You first joined as a member. You're now head coach. We'll kind of bring that story together, but you first joined as a member and you were working in Google, weren't you, at the time?
Yeah. So I originally, when I moved up to Dublin, like just a bit of background, I suppose, on the starting point is like, I really didn't go to the gym that much, to be honest. When I was younger, moved up to Dublin, I actually asked someone in work about a gym because I was going to the like just global style gym in work for a while. And then I was like, geez, I need something else. And then this person said to me, you should check out this CrossFit gym in Black Rock. And I Googled it, as everyone does nowadays, checked out this YouTube video, came up, and these guys, it's real YouTube video, still there, guys, if you actually want to see it. But yeah, it's like, they're swinging kettlebells on pieces of wood. They're doing sleds. All their tops are off and stuff like that. And I was like, all right, I got to check this out. So, yeah.
Nice chance to get your top off.
Well, not at that time. I didn't really want to, but I definitely wanted to look like them.
There was a story, actually, like now that you say it, there's a famous quote from Owen McGregor. It's like, I wasn't an athlete and I was eating Supermaxes back in the day when you were an athlete, you know, and like, you like to remind us of that. So
yeah, I do. Especially the younger guys. Like I always say to them when they're like 18, 19, 20. And I was like, when I was your age, I was drinking bottles of Buckfast and Supermax and chicken fillet rolls.
Supermax every day.
I don't do it anymore, but I do a little bit, but not as much anymore. But yeah. So like, let's say I would have. Yeah. So then when I went in, found out about the gym, and then essentially just went through the exact same process that we still do today. Actually talked to Dave, one of the owners here, spoke through, then went through fundamentals, and then eventually joined classes like everyone else.
And like, actually, that's a good point to touch on, is the fundamentals. So like, that's one of the biggest, I think, really good, I don't want to call it a selling point, but it's a great selling point of Perpetua, where everybody that comes in does fundamentals. Everybody, like yourself as well, myself included, when I came in, you get taught how to move properly. And it was one of the biggest core values, more than selling points, of Perpetua.
Yeah, it definitely is. And that's why I think why our standard is so high within classes and our coaching as well. So like, if someone comes in, literally everyone's treated the same, right? So you come in, you do an assessment with a coach, you find out essentially what you're good at, what you're bad at. And then from there, they say, okay, this is the amount of sessions you need to do before you come into class with the rest of the members. And it just creates, like, it is a little bit of, not a barrier to entry, but people are a little bit wary about it at the start because they haven't even seen a class, barely. They don't know what our gym is about, and they're coming in and I'm trying to tell them about these one-to-one sessions that they need to do, or the academy or whatever. What I'm trying to say to them is essentially, you're going to learn everything you need to know, and you'll even be able to take this learning from with the coaches, those one-to-one sessions or the academy, future training. Even if you don't live in Dublin, you're going to learn everything. It just means that when they come into class, they're comfortable, they understand it, and it's the safety of the movements and the technique that helps us so much, because we have such a good name in terms of that. And if we could let that slip, and we could let loads of people come into this gym and sign up today, but that's not the case. And we still have the same high standard when people coming in, and we're always going to have that, which is really good, you know?
And it brings me back to, I remember when I first started coaching, Michael Price, owner, called in one time, and I remember him saying, the standard of movement that we all had going on was something to behold compared to what he was witnessing in London at different gyms.
Yeah.
And it was something to be really proud of. And that's something that the coaches take pride in, because you want to as well.
Yeah. And like, that's like, for even for us as coaches, like, we are like, anyone that comes in has to move well. Unfortunately, you can't have someone that comes in who's well educated, but unfortunately doesn't move well or isn't fit and doesn't live the lifestyle, or, you know, isn't really, I suppose, engrossed in or whatever it is, like, involved, like, gotta love training. You gotta love CrossFit. And like that, I was even speaking to some guy today about it, who was a potential coach coming through. And I was like, you have to immerse yourself in this lifestyle so that you can lead the same lifestyle that you want members to lead in. And that's essentially what we do. And then it's good that the coaches move so well, and then it comes across then to the members as well, you know?
Yeah, it's practice what you preach a little bit, you know, and that's why we also have a little bit of fun on the side as well. So that everybody can have a holistic life, and that's not too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So yeah, it was good to go. It's good to go the fundamentals. I think it's a great part of Perpetua. And I think people should be happy that they do go through it. You
so know? One of those things, I think it's good to touch on it now, is you worked at Google, right? So as we said, you've come in as a member, you know, no coach just came here, had anything handed to them. But what's good about that is that you understand the corporate world, you understand tech world, you understand people working 9 to 5 and beyond it, and then trying to bring their training into it and why the training is important for them. You know, how did you find it when you worked at Google? Because you trained, you coached, and you worked at Google, and then, you know, we'll bring it into how you ended up coming to where you are now.
Yeah, like I suppose when I first started out, I originally was just doing it to learn something, because obviously I played sports when I was in Galway. Like, I'm from originally, obviously moved up from Galway, and I would have played GA, the class thing. But actually, my big involvement for the good few years before I came up to Dublin was actually sailing. So I wanted to try something different. When I came into the gym, I started enjoying it. And it was just really, at that time when I first joined, it wasn't really anything to do with being competitive. It wasn't anything about that. It was just literally come in and get in shape, really. Because like I definitely had became a little bit more conscious to it since I had turned like, you know, 23, 24, I noticed that I'd started to put on a little bit of weight, right? Yeah. Okay. And I was like, okay, I really need to sort that out. So like, yeah, I just kind of, it was just used that. So I used to only go to one class, which is loads, everyone. I used to just go to class every evening after work and just literally loved it. Like, it was literally the best thing that I could have done. And it actually got me away from drinking a lot, because when I first moved up to Dublin, Galway lad coming up to Dublin, wanted to do some damage. Yeah. So essentially I came up and I was drinking for a good while, and then that actually changed the lifestyle that I was actually living.
I remember I had a lot of members that I've taken through, I always said to them, so come to class on Saturday morning, you know, it's great fun. And they're like, no, I can't do that. I've got work drinks on a Friday night, you know. And I'm like, no, trust me, you'll love this class. Like, when you say about, you know, changing lifestyle and habits. And when they come to their first Saturday class, they're like, I actually skipped work drinks on a Friday because now I really look forward to the social side of a Saturday morning and wanting to train well.
Yeah, like, even people now still go out for drinks on the Friday night, but they still come in because they know, A, it's going to get rid of their hangover and make them feel a little better. B, because they just think it's such a good session. Everyone's such a good buzz. So if they can get themselves out of bed after that session that they were on the night before, then it's all going to help. You know?
We have one or two members that would be no name and names, but they're famous for putting away a few pints of Guinness, let's say, on a Friday night, and still turning up and hammering a wad on a Saturday morning.
I have actually massive respect for that, because I would never be able to do that. So fair play to anyone that does.
You know, I'll be sitting wallowing and weeping in bed, like, not able to get up.
At least for a day anyway.
So coaching, right? What's brought you into coaching after that? Like, what was it that attracted you about the gym then? Or what made you want to get into it? Or you just fell in love with it and then competing, you know?
Yeah. So like, I suppose what happened, well, like, just a small bit of background in coaching. So like, obviously what happened there previous to when I came moved up to Dublin, I said I was involved in sailing quite a bit. So I actually used to coach sailing during the summers. So I did have a background in terms of teaching and coaching people in group atmospheres or in one-to-one sessions in Galway. So like, it always had been a little bit of interest, but I never thought I'd actually get into it full time.
Yeah.
So when I moved up to Dublin, started coming into classes, and essentially what happened was I'm a very competitive person, and I started getting into the competitive element of it, in terms of thinking about winning the class, scores up on the board, all that kind of stuff. And then, I started doing a little bit of competitions. And then when I started meeting people who were in competitions, I obviously realized that most of them were coaches. Yeah. And that's how they would live the lifestyle, or train all the time. So I was kind of like interested in that. And then essentially I just approached the guys, because I used to talk to Michael and Dave quite a bit, and I'd be in the gym a lot, obviously. And we were talking about coaching and the possibility of it. And then I just essentially started what they would have called the apprenticeship back then. where he's essentially shadowing classes after work for, you know, probably about 4 or 5 months after a long day's work. But it wasn't too bad because I actually enjoyed it because I used to be shadowing the lads, and I obviously learned a lot from that, and then went from there, from doing the certs to eventually taking classes. Yeah, and then I was, before I knew it, then I was taking classes all the time.
And again, like, and I don't want to harp on about standards, but it's something that I love to think about when I recommend people to Perpetua, and there's a reason for it, is the shadowing that you talked about, you know. Like, I was the same, you know, I did a lot of sport, I coached sport, I coached swimming, and I was doing a master's and everything in strength and conditioning, but everybody as well as a coach goes through shadowing, and they go through a bit of an apprenticeship because there's a way to teach people how to teach and coach people and how to interact. And there's a big learning curve within that for everybody.
Yeah, well, like, what we would like to call it the Perpetua way, in terms of how they coach, how they interact with the community and stuff like that. And it does come across well. You could have like the best coach in the world, person in the world that comes out of college and has the best degrees, but if they actually aren't able to deliver what they're actually trying to get across, then that's obviously a big problem in this world, right? So then what we try and do is, then, is when they're shadowing, they can see how we coach, which has been brought down from Michael or Dave all the way to us. And then from there, then we try and spread that out. And that's the way we try and deliver a session.
It was bringing in like the people performance pride, you know, when we used to have the artwork back on the wall, like everything was about the people, putting them first, performance about how they performed. And, you know, that wasn't just speed or time in a workout part. Some days it was, but also how well they performed, as we said, about movement, and then taking pride in that as a coach.
And I think people are always going to bet. Like, I think when they see it eventually, like, if they see a coach coming in and doing their shadowing, they understand the process they're going through, but it also makes the member very comfortable with that process as well, because they get to see the person rather than someone just coming in and they've never seen them before. So you come into class saying you saw all of a sudden coach class, and then let's say Patrick or one of the members would be like, who is this guy that's coming in?
Yeah.
And for us, if they're shadowing and they're coming in, joining in with the community, doing classes for a couple of weeks and months before they actually come in, then that makes the member comfortable as well with the individual. They can build up a little bit of trust, a little bit of respect, you know, which is important. And therefore they can trust them when they come into class, they understand who they are. And that's important for us as well, especially for any long-term or a new member that comes in, that they see that. And it's not just a rookie or like what cowboy effort of someone just coming in really quickly and then they're gone and then no one knows who they are essentially.
Yeah. And like, that's the thing, you know, you want it to be more than just, hey, come in, do your 5 back squats or whatever tempo. It's, you know where that person works, and they like to tell you about how their day was, because it's a little bit of like relief at the end of the day. And you know pretty much a little bit about their life because you build this level of trust and they know a bit about you, but it just makes it a nicer place to go, that everybody has a bit of trust with each other, and that bond kind of helps to then bring in the performance.
Yeah, because like, you're coaching, like, it isn't the hardest thing in the world. Like, let's be honest, right? You're there to deliver a session, right, that people enjoy. Like, as I said, you said I came from the corporate world. I understand what people are going through in terms of like the stressful jobs, not much sleep, worrying about targets, their managers onto them all the time. And then they're all in that stress. They're just coming in here for a session. They want to move. They want to stay in shape. And that's it. Like, a lot of, like, 99.9% of the people that come into our gym don't care about competitions.
It's so funny though, right? Because I remember when I was just coaching, I'd kind of sit there and go, man, come on, you, or whoever, like, you know, you've worked 9 to 5, you're at the desk, it'd be grand. You don't understand why they're coming in tired. And then I took a corporate job and I was like, geez, my brain's fried by the end of the day. And, you know, someone just wants to come in and get a sweat and release. And
you should even see that when a person comes into the gym right now, you can see sometimes they look right through you because their head is somewhere else, and you're like, you know what, I'm not going to say much to them. And some people will interact with you really well, but then you've got other people that would be just like, right, I'm just gonna leave them to it, they just need to do a session.
So, but then the difference in like the energy after the session as well versus the difference in the energy before the session is huge. So, you know, right, you've gone in, you eventually leave Google, right? You start coaching, and myself and yourself know a very different Perpetua to what is here today in terms of the building. We used to work out in basically a warehouse with no heating. Yeah. Sometimes we actually had a gas heater in the winter. I remember there's this big fan.
It was cold.
This big fan that basically was petroleum or gas. I don't know, whatever. Don't quote me on anything.
You smell the gas.
You could smell it, right? And you'd light it in the morning and you'd blow it throughout the day. You'd be working out with a hat on, and or you'd be warming up with a hat, a tracksuit, and a jacket, and you end up topless by the end of it.
Yeah, but like that was like the old school CrossFit. I try and tell people about that a little bit, like the, you know, the dirty floors and the rusty kettlebells, and they didn't care about the barbells and stuff like that. And people used to come in, let's say our first class thing, you start at 5:40, I think it was, or 5:45.
I think
they got progressively earlier. Like when I first started, the earliest class was actually 6:30 in the morning, which is now late in the morning for most people.
Yeah.
People used to come in, as you're right, like with the gloves and stuff like that. But obviously we've progressed now to a lot more nicer facility, which needs to be happening, especially for people within corporate jobs that are coming in. And it just makes the whole lot more process a lot more comfortable. And as we say, we could go back to like standards and technique, but there's also injuries and stuff like that. And unfortunately, if you're in a cold building, you need a long time to warm up. And especially if, let's say, if you're sitting at the desk all day, if you're sitting in this stationary position with your hips and all that, like, you know, you do need to warm up. If you come into a warm building, it's a lot better than coming into a cold building.
And like, there's a huge difference in that though, because as you said, you know, even as coaches, we would have taken 30 minutes to try and warm up back in the day. And you're trying to warm a class up and make them sweat that quick. Yeah. Whereas you come into a building like this, you don't have to warm up as much. Like you do have to warm up, but you know, it's already warm.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I know it's such a simple thing that you can very much take for granted, but when you know the difference between one and the other, there's a reason why this new facility is so good for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. No, it benefits everyone. It's the coaches as well. Because as you said, right, like let alone are we trying to warm up back then we were trying to warm up the members for a session. The coaches were also trying to stay warm, right? And if they're trying to deliver a really good session, as everyone knows, if you're standing stationary and you're cold, like you're never going to enjoy that whole process. Like who the hell would want to do that at 6 a.m. 5 days a week, right? So it's even better for the coaches because then they're more comfortable. They're walking around here in t-shirts and we're coming into October at the moment, which is good.
Yeah.
And then they can deliver a session. And then it's also about it like there's a whole snowball effect there. The coaches deliver a better session. Then the members get a better session. They feel a lot more comfortable in the facility. And then it just snowballs to more people enjoying it, more people coming, more people hearing about us. So
yeah,
it's all good.
And I'm going to bring you back, right? So you said, you know, 99 or 99.9% of our members don't compete, right? Mm. Now, some members still, obviously there hasn't been very many competitions, but we've still had people go to the odd Irish competition. But Perpetua has a deep history as CrossFit Dublin in the past of athletes going to regionals, starting with Michael and Dave, right? And we were probably one of the top kind of competing gyms within Ireland at one stage. And, you know, we have progressed our core values as we've spoken about through that to about people, about movement, about health and wellness. But let's go back to the competition history, because you yourself, you know, probably got into it because of the competition here and getting to regionals.
Yeah, like back in the day, right? So back in the day, like let's say when we were talking about classes and stuff like that. So I said I used to do one class. All I used to think about was the score on the board. Right?
I remember when I first joined Dave, and I don't want to talk about this guy, but Dave said, watch out for the lunch class and like poncho.
Yeah.
I remember coming in, I was like, geez, I can't wait to see the times.
Yeah, so like it was all about those times. Dave Burke and the lads, like we used to come in, and I was like, it was all about that for like at the start. So then essentially what happened was then when I started doing in class, and then I remember one time I was just on Facebook and I joined a group, a CrossFit group, and I seen a competition start was coming on in Waterford. I went down there, I had a brand new pair of weightlifting shoes, barely had double unders and a skipping rope, wrist straps, right? And knee sleeves. And I went down there in like classic kind of GA gear and went down there, done a competition and met a load of people who I still am in contact with today and who still compete now. They're a little bit older than me at the moment, but who still compete. And from there, essentially I got the bug to try and get better at CrossFit. So my journey would probably be a little bit different than most people within classes because I wanted to take it to that next level in terms of competitiveness.
Yeah.
So essentially what I done was I done classes every day within CrossFit Dublin at the time. That's what we were called before we changed to Perpetua. And essentially I done additional strength work when I was in Google because Google had a gym. Okay. So I realized that I need to focus on strength. So at the time, so I done additional strength work and then started progressing towards the competitions. And then it came to a point where at the same time, I was still working in the gym.
Yeah.
And working in Google. So I essentially, the day used to start with essentially 2 hours in the morning of classes from 6 to 8. Then I used to train for about 45 minutes till about 8:45, quite tight schedule. I used to live right beside the gym, shower, change back into work for about 9, 9:15, work till, you know, the 5:30, 6 o'clock mark. And then leave, probably either do another PT or something like that and then train. At least essentially that just went that way. But I was building up a book of business and things. And essentially, I just said to myself, I had a holiday business at the same time, which was like going on at the same time, right? So, and I was like, and I was thinking I was going to try and build that. And I said, okay, let's build this lifestyle where I can coach and do the holidays and also compete.
Yeah.
So that's when I decided then to leave Google. I was about just over 5 years there. And then I became, then I went full-time then in Perpetua.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was like, then that's when I went full-time in Perpetua, even though I was still coaching, I then went in full on essentially in the competitive area, you know, training a couple of hours a day, traveling up north to Portadown, which is up in Northern Ireland, to train with a group of people. So I took it very, very serious for a long time. Still kind of do.
But like, I remember, you know, most mornings you were on that rower, even before you were going up the north, you were on that rower on like every morning doing like 30, 40, 50 minutes to an hour, whatever, before going in.
I'm still not good on the rower.
Every Saturday was always finished up with pancakes, eggs, a double stack of pancakes, scrambled eggs and everything. And there was always a new order of, you said about new weightlifting shoes, but you still order new Metcons every week.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, I know. I still do that. Yeah, I know, stupidly enough, even though I barely use them anymore. But yeah. Yeah, like I just did engross myself essentially in it and was trying to get better. But like back then and still to now, like CrossFitters, like, you know, competitive CrossFitters, we still don't know the exact way to train. I don't think we will know for a long time because the tests are always different. It's different if you do, you know, the Olympics, the 10 events or whatever it is. Yeah. It's the same 10 events. We know the surroundings. The only things that can really change in that area are people you compete against, they're better, or the actual weather. But like for CrossFit, the thing that can change is reps, weight, the surroundings, the barbells, the rigs. So many things can change. So and unfortunately, like, to train for that kind of stuff is the unknowable, which we all know about, right?
Yeah.
And like, so yeah, so like I at that time I didn't know how to train for it. By now I'm kind of learning a little bit more after, even after 10 years, and then hopefully that's been passed over to the members how to train people for CrossFit. But yeah, so like I was trying to engross myself in it and trying to do so much at the time and try and get better.
Well, like now there's even things like wall walks, right? But as you said there now as well, and it's a good time to think to come on to it, is what you've learned from that and to try and be able to bring it to the members now. Because, you know, even when we coached, we always meet as, we used to meet as coaches on Tuesdays and we talked through the program and we gave our ideas. And, you know, we've had coaches go through here that myself and yourself have been able to learn from.
Yep.
We've had coaches that you've worked with that you've been able to learn from, like, you know, Neil and everything up north.
Yeah.
And then actually the fact that you've just competed and trained and built up that knowledge over time. And, you know, as we've said, we've Perpetua or CrossFit Dublin, or actually let's just say it. So CrossFit Dublin rebranded as Perpetua because we wanted to encompass a whole body of fitness.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, right? And you can probably elaborate on that, but we wanted to bring it in a new direction. And through all that and what we've learned from all those coaches has brought the programming that we have today.
Yeah.
And what Perpetua's current direction is. So what can you say about that?
Well, like it has changed an awful lot, right? Because back in the day, right, when we used to do CrossFit, it was all about like heavy, a lot of Olympic lifts, a lot of technical skilled movements, which people got into CrossFit and loved it at the time.
Fast movements.
Smash yourself essentially. And I used to love that. And I still obviously do train like close to that way. But unfortunately, as I've learned, right, again, coming back to the corporate environment and then knowing, having trained for X amount of years and seeing how members progress, because I would have trained essentially hundreds of people, whether it's members.
Thousands.
Yeah, but like PT-wise, like I've seen so many people move that I've now understand, probably getting it right in the last about 2 or 3 years. This year particularly, I think I've actually nearly nailed a quite a good program for the gym itself. But in terms of a program which allows people to live a healthy life, they're not that broke up after the week, depending on how many sessions they do, and they just are getting better. So movement quality. So like I've taken back a little bit from the, you know, the more complicated lifts, the more the really tough gymnastics and stuff like that, and just try and build a really good strength and conditioning program that benefits everyone. And hopefully like everyone is seeing those results, like, you know, and if people do want that extra little bit, then they can come to us and ask the coaches and change a little bit. But for now, it's just about, because we are a general population in terms of the gym, then we need a program for that. Like, so what we have done over the years, if people are listening to this and they aren't actually members in CrossFit Perpetua, is we actually have two programs on the board, and we developed this over the years and it's always been changing. But essentially we've got two programs. We call it our Base and Peak.
Yeah.
Base is essentially, you know, anyone from beginner to intermediate, and our peak program is from intermediate to advanced, right? So the intermediate to advanced is people who have been in the gym quite a long time. They're good movers. They're strong. They've got control of their own body weight, pushing and pulling. And then from there, then the base program is a little bit more scaled back. So if you're a base member and you're within the class, you can see what you're actually aiming for by seeing what the peak people are doing within the class, which is very important. You can see what you're working towards. But we essentially in the base program are trying to get you stronger, moving better, so that eventually when you do take on the peak program, you'll be able to do it properly. And I think that's a really strong part of Perpetua, that people can scale the movements correctly and still be involved in the same class as the people who've been in the gym for years. And they can see what they're aiming for, which is good. Whether you're male or female, you do want to be progressing all the time. So it's I think that's important.
Yeah, like there's a lot of people as well that might be peak athletes, so to speak, in certain movements, but they're base in others as well, which, you know, allows you to mix it up. Or even I remember, for example, like I'd like to think I'm a peak athlete, right? You might think otherwise. But, you know, say I have a lot, obviously I have most everything, but when I started working and I was sitting down a lot, right? And I wasn't doing that before. I had a hip issue. So on squat days, I pulled back the base and I was doing box squat, right? But it was great that way. It allows, no matter what level of athlete you are, you can mix it up at different times as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's important. Like, people need to do listen to their bodies. You know, like if I try and say to people, they're like saying to me, should I train tomorrow or anything like that? And they feel a little bit tired. And I'm like, you got to listen to your body as that person, right? You can listen to all your watches and stuff like that, or trackers and stuff. But at the end of the day, you got to see how you feel. If you feel good, train. If you don't feel good and you still want to train, you either come in and use our Just Gym area and do a nice, easy session, or you come into class and you tell the coach that you're tired and you're a bit sore in these areas and they can adjust the session for you. And I think that's important that you do communicate with the coach when you're in class. And like, that's what we have. We've built up a good rapport with members where they can speak. And I think that's important, you know, for everyone.
But with that as well, right, I think that's where the fundamentals comes in, right? And that's where it's very different to a lot of gyms, is that, you know, when you come in and you do fundamentals, you build a relationship with a coach. And it's not that you can't go to any coach. Like, you can go to every coach when you're in here and ask them a question, but you already have these really good relationships built up from day one. So you don't feel lost. You don't feel like a sheep. So you're always going to be comfortable asking those questions, saying, hey, Owen, look, my shoulder's at me. I kind of want to go to class, but I'm not really sure. What do you think? And that, like, that trust and relationship from the very beginning, I think, is what helps, you know, even on year three.
Yeah, for sure. And like, as I say that, like you saying about meeting other coaches as well, if you come in and do one-to-one sessions with us, you are actually going to see the coaches on the floor as well. So again, as I describe it to people on the phone, you coming in and do fundamentals is essentially like starting a new job. You do an induction, but you get to meet everyone. You get to introduce to the place. You get comfortable with the surroundings. And then from there, then you're like, okay, cool. Like, if you were, again, if you're to come in blank and I was just to take you into a class and you're to meet a coach you've never met before and you're trying to learn movements that you've never done before, there's a good possibility, one, you're not going to enjoy the session, and two, you're going to get injured. So I think it is like so important in that area that you do meet everyone before you even start.
And even though, right, like for people, yes, outside, for people inside that are already training here, but also for other coaches, right? You know, you mentioned about the Olympic lifts and everything, and, you know, we do still do them here. And you've mentioned about the base and the peak and the reason that you don't have to. And, you know, a lot of people, they're afraid of CrossFit gyms when they're outside and they're like, oh, I don't want to lift that barbell. And number one, yeah, look, it's really fun to teach people that anybody can snatch and clean, but also giving them the option that they don't kind of have to. Like, you know, how do you feel about that? Because as you said, you've gone through CrossFit and many different experiences, from the smash yourself to the, you know, now, okay, we're going to go with the best strength and conditioning program whilst also still learning some CrossFit skills. Like, how are you managing that at the minute, or what's changed your philosophy around it, or how have you found
it? I felt as if I've taken out movements that I feel aren't really necessary for people day to day, right? So, but I still, again, it's juggling that we still want to keep CrossFit in. So we try and prioritize at the start of the week that people do their strength and conditioning.
Yeah.
Okay. So their proper compound movements, like their deadlift, their squat and their press. And that's done at the start of the week when people are fresh and people are more than likely in the gym.
Yeah.
And their conditioning is one of the days, which is really important.
The infamous conditioning day.
Yeah. And then, like, when you're talking about the more skilled elements of CrossFit, it's like, it's gymnastics and it's Olympic lifting. So gymnastics is done on our Thursdays, which is a little bit of a deload day. And that's a time for you to concentrate. But I do think that even that element of gymnastics, when we say gymnastics, is so important that people are able to pull and push their own body weight. Like, if you can't support your own body weight, in like a plank or a handstand or anything like that, is that not a little bit worrying that you can't even hold your own strength or you can't even pull your own body weight? So I do think that is super important to do. Yeah. Okay. As we get older, of course. And I think obviously the strength work is really important, especially for when we get older as well, that we keep that muscle mass on. And then what I do then is the Olympic lifting, we do it on Fridays at the moment. But what I try and do is keep the complicated, like stuff like overhead squats and stuff like that. Like it's a savage movement and requires an awful lot of mobility and strength, but I don't put it in that much. So I just try and keep cycles to simple clean and jerks and snatch. It's cool to do on a Friday. Yeah. It's interesting. People love it. And that's the way I try and put it in. And I think that works well, but we don't need to, as I say to people, snatching, clean and jerk isn't going to change your life, right?
No.
Okay.
Well,
you never know.
Likes made for that 100 yeah. kilo snatch.
But you can maybe get a few likes, but like essentially the way it is done is I say to people, it's a class move. These are really good movements to learn and practice. And it makes your training a little bit easier rather than your standard squat and press and all that kind of stuff. So it's cool to do. But like, listen, if you have really bad shoulder mobility or ankle mobility or whatever, you do not need to be lifting heavy in Olympic lifting movement. You need to sort out your mobility and stuff like that and build up strength and single arm, single leg, blah, 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 blah. I think it's cool that we do try and juggle it in. But I have definitely taken caution to the wind in terms of bringing in too complicated movements with too much volume. So yeah, we try and reduce that.
I think that's really good, actually. And I don't know, it's made it click nicely where it's like, look, come in. We're going to make you strong. We're going to make you fit. We're going to help you achieve whatever those like whys and goals are that you want to achieve.
Yeah.
And then with that, we're also going to sprinkle in the you know, Olympic lifts or whatever CrossFit type movements that allows you to learn a skill and have fun and even kind of nearly deload, or if you're a very skilled athlete, allows you to let loose and push a little.
Yeah. And some people can't take the volume. And listen, some people can't. Again, it all goes back to people's lifestyle. How do they sleep that night? Where are the kids up all night? Where are they fighting with the missus or the man? Right. Okay. It won't be sexist. But like, how is that going? Like, where are you drinking the night before? How did you eat all day? Did you eat no food? Did you eat a load of crap food? It all makes such a difference in terms of how that session is going to go the next day that I don't think people take into account too much. So it's very, very important that we do focus on that area, on the lifestyle. And if your body says good, not. If not, take it easy that day.
Yeah. And it's actually brought me on to the Friday, right? Because you mentioned snatch.
Yeah.
Friday is the infamous freaks on Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday.
And I'm going to bring it back. It probably started around 2015 or 16 where freaks on, maybe 16, where freaks on Friday first came in. And it basically rotated coach every week. And you were like, right, this is your week. And everybody was making something absolutely mental, right? But it was also the time when we brought in competition day, training day, and mental toughness, right?
Yeah.
So you've touched on the fact that you've got strength, conditioning, health, fitness, wellness, skills. Freaks on Friday brings in a combination of competition and mental toughness. This is the day where you can also now get that other side of strength and conditioning or CrossFit, which is like that mental side of like, okay, I need to learn to push myself another level.
Yeah. And I think people can do it on a Friday. That's what we're trying to say. Like, as in like, right, let's come in this Friday. Let's give it all you've got. And then from there, let's like enjoy the session as well. But it is like that competitive element. I would love people, or I wouldn't love, but I'd like myself to be competitive every day of the week, but I know unfortunately we can't. So if we select that day and everyone knows it's Friday, right? So everyone knows it's Friday. So then they're like, sweet. I'm going to come in, I'm going to push myself as hard as I can today. And this is what's going to make it such a good session. So we've got that training day, the practice days, mental toughness, and then the competition day, which is, you know, and I think it is a good element because as we're doing now is the way it's changed, right? So back then, as you mentioned, we were doing essentially it was a coach would make the workout and then they would do it. But now obviously as things are progressing, Instagram and videos and YouTube and stuff. So now what we do is I would make the workout. We'd record a coach that would do it every week. Yeah. They would talk through the workout and then we'd show it to people. So it's kind of cool. They can watch it if they want before they do it on the Friday and they can see how the coach does it. Listen, the coaches are humans as well. They're like, I watched Pat do it this morning today that we done for a workout tomorrow. And like he had to break up the thrusters essentially. And like, that's like a normal member, what they would do. So it's like, this is normal stuff. See how the coaches do it. See how you do it.
Yeah, like, and it's good to kind of learn that before the Friday. And, you know, it nearly gives you a bit of nerves going into Freaks on Friday. You're like, oh, shit, you know, I've got Freaks on Friday coming up. I'm going to go hard. It's going to hurt. It's a bit painful. Or, you know, as again, you can learn from the coaches, as you
and
say.
Like, because coaches are doing it now every Friday as well. And we're loving it, like, because there's such a competitive element for us as well. And we're like, come on, I want to beat Craig and the lads all the time when they're doing it. So, like, I'm thinking about it as well. So, and it is nice for me as well, even when I'm not doing competitions or anything anymore. It's nice to keep that little bit of competitive element in my training as well on the Fridays, which is really, really good.
So, you know, we've talked about this. We've talked about the members coming in. We've talked about the fun of competing against each other as well. That wasn't necessarily there for the past 18 months, right? Like, let's actually approach the COVID a little bit, because even though it's theoretically, hopefully, mainly done with,
we are done with that stuff.
Done and in the past. Perpetua has had to adapt. And there was so much, you know, that went through. And I remember that day, I actually did, you adapted very quickly. You were in here one of the first, actually, I think, you know, doing the online workouts. I actually remember I joined you for the first day of it. It was, I'm going to count that as half coaching a class. That was the last class coach, March 2020, right? But yeah, what's that? What was that like? Because first there was adaptation, you know, and it kind of brought you forward into something that you've just launched, maybe called Perpetua Anywhere. And you also had really good, like, you know, integration with your clients for a while. But then there was, like, you know, ups and downs and hard times for coaches. You know, you're not able to coach, you can't make money. Yeah. And the gym can't make money. And it's a business at the end of the day. And, you know, you've a community, and the community's now falling apart a little bit and spread out.
Yeah, like, it was a real strange one for us, because I suppose it happened so quickly, and then we were locked down, and let's say the gym had to close. And then I seen a few people that were doing on like gyms that, like, I'd seen a couple of gyms, I think it was the UK, that might have closed it before, and they were like, they were doing online workouts. And I was like, all right, so we need to get onto this pretty quickly, keep the members active. So we launched our live workouts pretty quickly. A lot of members did jump on board, which was really, really good. And they could see the interaction with the coaches, and we were loving it and stuff like that. And it went really well. But, like, you know, as it went on, it's tough. It was tough on the coaches. It was really, really tough on people at home as well, who had to be there working from home all the time and stuff like that. So it was a very strange time. We enjoyed it, but we're also glad we're back in a normal scenario now. But we understand, obviously, it's a hybrid world at the moment still, where people are going to be working from home and training from home and then training with us. So we have got some exciting services for people who still want to train with us at home, which we hope to build out and get bigger and bigger, as because we do think it's going to stay for a long time. But yeah, like, going back to the coaches, they adapted really well as well. Fair play to them, because, like, they came in and they essentially were done. They done one day each week. So let's say we had seven coaches essentially at the time. So that was Monday to Sunday. So that worked really, really well. They interact with the members. They were even talking to members during the live classes, right? And I think it was the break from that people enjoyed from their work life to actually see other people that were doing the class, seeing the coach do the class, and then just doing something slightly different at home. So it went, it was cool, but it was really, really good. But yeah, it was nice to keep the community together. But as you mentioned, we have, unfortunately, you know, a lot of those members now have either moved away or, you know, aren't in Dublin anymore or aren't back in the city centre. So we're slowly getting that community back together. We have a night out coming very, very soon, which is going to be exciting to get everyone back. And we're going to try and get the community events back. We tried a little bit at a couple of weeks ago, a little bit of a slow start, just with still people not around. So we will come back to that, which is important. But I think, I forget what we were talking about there.
No, you're kind of bringing COVID and everything together. And, like, you know, we're hopefully done with it. And the community, as you said, right, let's just quickly there, the night out, because that's one of the most special things. It's what I used to try to sell to people. You'd be like, look, mate, you're going to make friends here. And they're like, I actually don't really want to make friends, but then you do, right? And I've been to so many weddings from people in Perpetua that I've just become friends with. But those nights out, it's what's unique about probably a CrossFit gym, but also Perpetua, I think, because we do them quite well. You know, we do maybe a competition. Everybody does it. I remember people, like, who would finish fundamentals on a Friday in this competition on a Saturday, you know, and then you're heading out on a night out and you see a different side of coaches. You see a different side of members, not just the fact that you're out of your Lululemon tracksuits, but more that, you know, everybody's having a drink and they're a bit more relaxed. And you're like, there's a real human side to it. And that again makes you want to train there because you want to be a part of it.
Yeah, like, and it is important. I think like CrossFit gyms are becoming, you know, your GA clubs or your golf clubs and everything like that. Like, they are immersed in it again. They're involved in it, and it is going to be their whole thing that they're going to do 5 or 6 days a week. So I think that was like super. I think the community element is super important. Like, going back to like pre-COVID, I remember we had the events. We done running, cycling, golf, yeah, hikes, swims, the whole lot. And it went so, so well. And everyone loved it. We can't wait to get back into those kind of things again, where people really benefit from, because they're meeting different people. It's not about just hanging around with the coaches and saying you're in a perpetual thing. It's actually about meeting other people and different people, you know?
And with that, like, you know, before you know it, you're going to have Friday night lights or Saturday morning, hopefully Friday night.
Yeah,
is it going to happen?
Well, we're going to see how we're going to do it next time, to be honest, in terms of the Open. Again, we're going to judge it, but like, we used to do Friday night lights for the Open, which is the CrossFit Open, which is done over 5 weeks, guys. I think it's been reduced to 3 weeks for next year, but we're definitely going to do it. It's a good time as well to get people involved, but yeah,
good way to bring people together though.
Yeah, it is a great way. Yeah, but yeah, like, you know, bringing even back to what we're doing now, so like, if Perpetua Anywhere, essentially, yeah, to give people a quick background on that, it's obviously our health and fitness, our well-being app that we have launched over the last couple of months. Guys, this app is really, really cool. I recommend you guys check it out. It's a 14-day free trial. But we have built this over the last couple of months from our own experience, listening to what people actually want, understanding the type of people that are training at home, and the understanding the type of sessions that they do need. And essentially, this app, which we believe is the number one fitness app within Ireland, and will only get better. It provides challenges for you to take part in. It provides training programs. It provides classes, everything from strength, cardio, you know, bike, which would be your spin classes. It does yoga, Pilates, pre and postnatal. It does breathing exercises like meditation. Right. It literally covers everything, along with nutrition. So we've got all types of meals and recipes for people to follow within the app that they can do, from vegan to high protein to low carb. And it even has an element of tracking your own stats. And again, if you were to download the app today, this is version one. Wait until you see version two, which is going to be even better. And we hope to really build this out for people to train at home. So if you really like to train Perpetua and you see like this high standard of coaching, the way we deliver it online is a very unique way for people to train at home. It's not just like your standard class. Just check it out. It's really, really good. And we hope that people will enjoy that experience and, you know, follow their training at home.
Even though, like you say, so many things that are involved in that. Like, number one, declutter your phone. Remember, you've got 12 apps there. Just have one. Mm. Pay 11 less subscriptions and now just pay for one subscription. But you also said about working out from home, right? It's like, I got my mum on the app. Like, you know, I can have anybody on the app. And then it might be that she plays golf 3 times a week, but she wants to do this 2 or 3 times a week. Or you could be working in the city center 3 days a week, but you know, there's 4 days a week you're not. So you want to do both class in here and the app at home. Or let's change it up again, is travel. Travel, and this is what I actually like it for, is if you go traveling and, you know, let's just say you're traveling and you got a gym, a hotel with a gym, and you don't know what to do, put your phone out and follow along with a workout or something.
Yeah,
you can do that.
It is there. Like, and people like that guidance. People normally, when they do go away in holidays or go travel, let's say in hotels, they haven't a clue what to do, right? And they like that guidance. So if you like training with a particular coach, you can follow them within here. So it does work really, really well for that kind of area. And again, anyone can use it. But when you're in a low subscription model like we offer, it makes sense, even if you're only using it once a week or twice a week or whatever it is, or if you're just using it on holidays, like, this makes sense. Like, everyone has Netflix and they watch Netflix all night and they say, oh, I can't get into shape or I don't want to train. Let us look after it. Subscribe to Perpetua Anywhere. We'll take you through a workout for 25, 30 minutes. It's loads. It's done. And then you can go back to your Netflix.
It's easy done. You feel less guilty. Yeah. Oh, and bringing it from Perpetua Anywhere, bringing it back to here, right? We've encompassed a lot of things for a lot of people. Pretty high level for today. Like, we don't need to be getting too scientific about anything, but for members or people that want to, you know, get into something, like, what's your biggest like bit of like fitness and health advice or learning that you've had over the years for members either here now or future members that might be joining? You know, like, what have you really learned? Because I know you've talked about, you know, changing your program and moving from kind of the whole going really hard every day to the holistic strength and conditioning. Like, what do you think about that? Or do you have much thought on it?
Yeah, like, it's just, I think it's like what I listen to people, what they say, everyone worries that they're not fit and strong enough, right? That's our job, right? Okay, so you just got to worry about coming in, okay? You come into the gym and let us look after the rest, essentially. But I understand it is hard when people, there's that barrier when people are wanting to join us at the start in terms of like, am I fit and am I strong enough? But that's our whole, going back to our whole fundamentals point, we're going to look after you. So you literally come in and you do it. But I suppose all I ask from a member or the advice that I would provide them is commit to it, right? Come into the gym, train 3 or 4 times a week, try and improve your life, try and improve your nutrition, and you'll see the results. It doesn't matter what program you do. I could say I have the best program in the world, but you could do any program in the world. If you commit to it and you follow it in terms of routine and you are, you have that regimented schedule in it and you're following it for a while, you will see results. It doesn't matter what you do in the world. It could be any program. Well, most programs. So if you follow it and stay at a structured way with it, then I think you'll see results. So that's all I ask for members is like, just say, get into your head that you're going to stay at this for a while, commit to it. This is not a 4-week. This is not a 6-week. This is not an 8-week transformation. This is you creating a healthy mind and body that you're able to sustain for the rest of your life.
I love that one because it reminds me, it's like, you know, the worst program in the world done by the most committed athlete who's going to do it consistently versus the best program done in the world. The best program in the world done by the least committed athlete, yeah. Not done very consistently. Like, which one's going to win? It's the one that does it consistently. And consistency is the key in everything, right? And I think that's probably
people know that, but yeah. They just like, they need to get involved. Just get in and do it. We'll look after you.
It's not very shiny, you know, but it's probably one of the best pieces of advice is that consistency. And with all that, then what are you hoping to see in the future? I think we've touched on it probably, you know, but what would you love to see happening within the next year or two, obviously, here?
Well, I just like, I can't wait till we're back to normal. Like, obviously, we are coming back to, in terms of like our floor space and stuff like that. I look forward to people being not afraid to talk to each other within classes and stuff. So I look forward to that. Look forward to get our community events back up and going, which I think is a very strong element of Perpetua. And to be honest, like, I walk into the gym every day and I look forward to seeing people make progressions. So we have people coming and going all the time, people moving away and stuff like that. But I have to say, I just keep on looking forward to seeing people make that change. A little bit of smile on their face where they've got that pull up, that handstand, that little bit of weight on the bar. It's just stuff that drives us on every day as a team and as a coaching team and as a gym, as a business. It's about that, making change. And I think when we really sit back and actually think about it, if I actually sat back and thought about the amount of people that have came into this gym and the amount of people that the coaches have helped, it'd actually take you back a little bit to say, wow, like, this is really, really good job, which we do. And it's really beneficial to a lot of people and impacts that we probably don't really understand. So I think that's what I look forward to, is helping more and more people change their life, healthier life. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it.
No, it's very true. And, you know, I've had people call me or you or us in the past and tell you a story that you're like, oh, wow, I didn't realize it had that effect. Or, you know, I remember someone who came in and basically would do 10 air squats and they'd be kind of out of breath. And a few years later, I actually had it where I got sent a video of them in another country, even though they'd moved away, knocking out 10 pull-ups and telling me about
what they did. Like, yeah.
And, you know, you don't realize the lasting effect that you can have on someone's life. But also, yeah, just that actually means a lot. And that's good that that's at your core value of Perpetua. But good to have everybody back for that in the future.
Yeah, no, like, you could easily, I could say here easily, oh, I'd love to make more money and I really want to grow the business. Like, literally, right? That's everyone's, you know, the priority is obviously getting a lifestyle. But at the end of the day, you got to think what makes you happy. And what makes me happy and what gets me up every morning is actually, and I'm not joking, it is actually seeing people move better, get fitter and get stronger. Because then I know then that the team, the gym, everyone from the start where they come into the gym, everyone back the whole way through, that we have helped in some way to make that person's life fitter and healthier. And like, that is something that should drive everyone on as a coach.
To be fair though, if it wasn't actually part of your values or goals, then you would probably be in the wrong job.
Yeah.
And you know, it wasn't planned because I did just land that question on you out of nowhere. So
yeah.
I'm happy that you answered it in a good way.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Owen, I'd say this is going to be the first of a good few podcasts that we'll have together. This is Perpetua coming back. This is a little bit of background, a bit of history about Owen, a bit of history about Perpetua, that was CrossFit Dublin for people that don't know, but also it's Owen's why, and it's the gym's why, and it's our why of why we do things and why we do them the way that we do them, and how that they that can benefit you and hopefully beyond into the future.
Thanks, Connor.
Thank you. Have a good one.